A Simple Choice by Anonymous. Read for you by Flamingwell. This Guardian fanwork is rated general audiences and no archive warnings apply. Additional tags include ambiguous/open ending. The device was readily dismissed at first. Even in the hands of a Desingian, how could a length of flung chain pose any kind of threat to the envoy? The accuracy appeared mediocre at best, and any impact of a hit would be minimal. If the wielder were very lucky and a chain snared their target's legs, the gauge of the metal was thin enough to snap with a thought. When the next shot was aimed for Zhao Yun Lun, it was simple to get in the way, to let the length of chain wind around his free arm. It stung no more than a single strike of the lash. But then he felt the dark energy, and the chain came alive. It expanded on impact, weight and length doubling in a breath, quadrupling in two. One end snaked up his arm toward his throat, while the other struck out to snare his other arm. They coiled tight, minuscule lightning darting from every link to stab deep and hook invisible claws into flesh and energy both. He reached for his reserves and was met with a stone wall. Obsidian smooth and diamond hard, the full weight of his will slid away ineffectually. Another breath, and he realized that the chains didn't just block dark energy, they devoured it. All that he had was what energy naturally flowed through his blood, and that was depleting rapidly. Already it was a struggle to keep his blade manifested. His robes had faded within the first heartbeat, his mask with the second. He could hold on to his weapon and continue fighting, or he could send Zhao Yun Lun away. He had half a breath to make a decision. He couldn't do both. The dregs of his dark energy sputtered as he summoned them. It wasn't even a choice. The end. This fic was recorded for Voice Team as a surprise gift for Gavilan. Gavilan, I hope that you enjoy this little ficlet as much as I did. And thank you for being my awesome, awesome teammate. Thank you also to the anonymous author for giving me permission to record. You know I always love your stuff, and this is no exception. And if you enjoyed listening to this, I hope you leave feedback for the podfic, and also for the written fic, which is linked in the AO3 post. Have a great day! Another breath, and he realized that the... Ah, frick.